This is a Sports Radio 740 podcast on sportsradio740.com.
All right, welcome back in, everybody, as we roll on. It is Tuesday, Halloween Tuesday. And our man Jeremy Wise, he covers Troy Athletics for the Dothan Eagle. He joins us here on our Dreamland Barbecue guest hotline. Jeremy, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How about you?
Doing well, busy as all get out, as you probably are as well, with a short turnaround. Troy wins against Georgia Southern this past Saturday and got off to a quick start. The first three touchdowns that Troy scored came within the first 10 offensive snaps. I've not seen a game like that in a while where Troy ends up having it, believe it or not, having the football for only 19 minutes in the game. And they win it easily, Jeremy. How'd they do it?
It was when we can score on a play or two, and it can get out of hand against even normal teams. But when you're facing a team that's like Georgia Southern, who runs it 50, 60 times a game, it can extremely get out of hand because the first Georgia Southern drive covered just 43 yards and burned 7.5 minutes or so. They converted a fourth down and, some third downs just by the skin of their teeth, including the fumble. And I asked Kenny Enfield, the co-offense coordinator, this team has often prided itself on trying to get, the number used to be like 100 snaps a game on offense. And, they only got, I think, 50 this week. And I think, against Georgia Southern, it was only 68 or something in that neighborhood. And I was like, well, is there any need to change your focus or anything? It's like, as long as we're scoring, that it doesn't matter to us. So, that was the thing. Three touchdowns in the first 10 offensive plays is pretty good, considering especially they had a three and out or two in there.
It was an amazing game. Second straight game that Troy has won easily without Jordan Chun. Talk a little bit about that, about the impact and dynamics of being able to hold him out.
Well, it shows that this offense didn't need him. No, I'm just kidding. The good thing about the depth that this Troy running back core has had is one, not only do you have great runners like Josh Anderson and Jamarius Henderson, but you also have just a slightly larger replica of Jordan Chun and Josh Anderson. Probably not quite as fast as Chun, but makes up for it in size. And if you ever see anybody hit Josh Anderson, they were always slow to get up from. So every time I watch somebody try to tackle Josh Anderson around the hip and the side, they weren't getting up all that quickly. And credit also goes to this offensive line that they've really gelled. I think this line from the very beginning of the season has been really good at run blocking. Troy's been able to set the tempo. Some people now argue that Troy's just a power running team that throws the ball occasionally. It's been good, to be able to get those wins when you got a guy who's rushed for 1,300 yards in the season sitting on the bench and, able to get him healed up without having to press him into action before he was really ready and risk re-aggravating the injury or, him not being 100% in the game.
Now they've, this was Saturday. They got Sunday, Monday, today, and Wednesday. And they're back at it at home against Idaho. The approach this week in getting ready for another key Sunbelt Conference game has got to be compacted, Jeremy. How are they going to do it?
Normally they really have a light Sunday or take Sunday completely off. But they did some work Sunday and, did a lot of their work yesterday as far as film study. I stayed out after the practice, after the press conference and saw them doing some walkthrough kind of things. And, they were really split up all over the place. Some were on Veteran Memorial Stadium of them were out at the practice field. So, you know, it's just a matter of, I guess, really divide and conquer and, you know, trying to make sure they probably do a little bit of lighter workload as far as how hard practice goes to make sure that they're fully rested. But as far as the preparation, I think Neil Brown said that they, during the bye week a couple weeks ago, really took a couple of days to kind of look at what Idaho does schematically and address some of those things.
Yeah, and they don't, you know, there is no day of rest built in between, you know, the end of the game and this upcoming game. They can rest afterwards, I guess. And this one's not an easy one. Idaho, they won last week against ULM, broke a three-game losing streak. That was a 9-win team from a year ago. Idaho has also had some success in Troy in the recent past, Jeremy.
Yeah, and, the homecoming loss a couple of years ago still sticks to some of the players. It's been interesting since Idaho joined the Sun Belt. The road team's won all games. Troy's won really handily up at the Kibbe. And then Idaho, you know, has all the sorts of plane issues. Doesn't land in Alabama until probably, I think it was like 4.5 hours ahead of kickoff and Montgomery. And, they get to the game just in time to really get their feet underneath them and come out with a win. And, that still sticks in some of the players' minds, especially since that was a homecoming loss. This team, I think, is better than their 3-5 record. They've had some close losses. I mean, they had Appalachian State on the ropes for the majority of that game until the Mountaineers were able to make a comeback. And, they've lost a couple of close ones and things like that. But, they're similar to Troy in some aspects, you know, four-year starter at quarterback and talented wide receivers.
Really good.
And between Duckworth and Saunders, they have a nice 1-2 punch on the running game, and they will run it. Everybody looks at Paul Petrino and says, well, they're going to throw the ball out of their yard. Well, not necessarily. I think Duckworth's got close to 600 yards or a little over 600 yards rushing. And, they're pro-style attack, but they're going to do a lot of the same things that Troy's doing, and they're going to cause some problems. And then defensively, they've given up a lot of yards and points, but the one thing they're really good at doing is, getting tackles for loss, 58 on the season already. And to compare, Troy's got 61, and, we all know how good Troy's defense has been. So when you get behind the chains, you're not necessarily going to run the ball as much. That gets Troy out of his game plan, and they start to throw more than they maybe want to. So there's definitely some things that they have to be careful about this Thursday.
It's interesting. You mentioned the defense, and it's been really good, but the red zone defense is the best in the country. There have been 26 trips by the opposition into Troy's red zone, and Troy's only given up 11 touchdowns. They've only given up 15 scores. There have been 11 times that the Troy defense has been backed up inside their own red zone that they haven't given up any points, and that's best in the country. Does that surprise you? You know, knowing what you knew about this defense coming in and some of the things they had to replace, that it's been this good?
Yes and no. You're worried about the linebacking core and the ability to stop the run. Vic Koning's track record, I figured they'd be strong enough in the run game to be formidable or even just good. You're replacing the entire linebacking core, and it just seems like they didn't miss a beat. Now, some of those stops have come by interceptions again. Tron Folsom with a pick on Saturday, and I know there was one in the LSU game and in the red zone to shut them out. But what has really been interesting to watch is how these teams are really going for it, close to the 20 or inside the 20 a little bit on fourth down. And, when you're forcing it short and, trying to get a little bit closer for the kicker, running it against this Troy defense, especially given Coleman's track record, it's not exactly the best thing to do. And that's what a lot of teams have tried. And there's been a lot of fourth down stops when Troy has needed it.
Yeah, that's it's been certainly compelling for sure. 8:15 start time Thursday night, Troy versus Idaho, ESPNU down at the Vet in Troy. Tickets at 877-878-WINS. And a good preview from Jeremy Wise of the Dothan Eagle. Dothan Eagle's available all throughout the Wiregrass in newsstands and bookstores. And, of course, at DothanEagle.com. And coverage for you guys on Thursday includes a lot of social media, right, Jeremy?
Yeah, absolutely. John and Johnson and I will be in the box. I'm at DE Wise Trojan on Twitter, and John is at Eagle Sports Ed. I'll be tweeting all the links from the stories I've got this week. Upcoming today, one on Trey Eifert and a preview on that defense for the game preview.
It's going to be exciting. Appreciate the time, Jeremy. Thank you a bunch.
All right, thank you.
Jeremy Wise from the Dothan Eagle covers